And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they got an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast. The podcast.
That's how they get
the podcast.
Mommy, where do podcasts come from?
The podcast. The podcast. The podcast.
First, you get a boy podcast.
Big D and Bubba podcast.
And a girl podcast, and you put them together. This podcast this week brought to you by Pro Flowers, as we're all about to celebrate our mamas. It is the time to appreciate what she has done for you over the past year. You know, instead of doing the macaroni art and all that kind of stuff, or some random gift that somebody gave you
not
for
there's anything
Christmas
wrong with
or,
that.
Well, macaroni there art. Is. There is. Because you're older and you can't really treat mama the way you used to do when you were a kid. You can't just draw a picture and put it on the refrigerator and go, oh, this is great. Here you go, mom. I mean, she thinks it's great, but, you know, you're now, you know, a little bit older and that's just not as cool. Show her you appreciate her. And get her some Pro Flowers, some flowers from Pro Flowers. The reason we're bringing this up is because they are a sponsor on the show and all that kind of stuff. And they're doing a really cool thing where they're offering radio listeners and podcast listeners 100 blooms, 100 blooms with a free glass vase for $19.99. That's awesome. You can also upgrade. You can make everything extra special for it to a premium vase and add some chocolates for just $9.99 more. And all you got to do is go to proflowers.com right now today and use our code. It has changed. The new code is BDB, like Big D Bubba.
Oh, it is changed.
Yeah, the new code is BDB whenever you go there, and it's a really cool, easy-to-use website. You know, you've used it before, hopefully, and you know these flowers last a long time. They even send you the little flower food that you can put in the vase, which is pretty sweet. So again, go to proflowers.com, proflowers.com, P-R-O, flowers. Click on the blue microphone, top right corner, type in BDB order today, because this offer is going to expire at midnight on Friday. So that could be midnight tonight. Hurry!
Now you know. Midnight tonight?
Yeah, it says midnight on Friday. Now, is this midnight on next Friday? I'm thinking it's midnight tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Look, here's the thing. Go and put in the code and see what happens.
Yeah.
If you're listening that's the best way to do it.
If you're listening to Saturday, Sunday, Monday, or anything like that, just put in the code and go, oh, it worked, or it didn't. Then you'll know it expires, whether it expires tonight, Friday, or next Friday.
All right. That's one way of finding out.
There you go. And for those of you who are binge listening to this 6 months later...
yeah, don't do that.
But go buy flowers anyway.
That's it.
So today, this week was a big week, man. We had the ACM Awards that we're going to talk about. We have our buddy Corey. He's in here. Hi, Corey.
Hey, Corey.
Hello, boys.
And you can follow him at Corey Duke on Twitter.
Is Corey's mics on?
It is now.
It is now.
Now it is.
Oh,
that was beautiful. That.
And McDreamy died from Grey's Anatomy.
He died?
Yeah, they killed him off.
On the show.
Oh, I thought you meant like he died.
I didn't know that show was still on.
I thought it did. I thought it had died.
It ended.
Yeah, wow. Okay.
Anyway,
how did McDreamy die?
I don't know. He was in a hospital bed, and his face is all scarred up, kind of beat up, and he looks like he died. They're showing it on TV right now. Look.
Okay.
Yeah, see, there's the girl next to him. She's kind of watery-eyed, looking at him. He's got the classic bandage on his head, like from the Three Stooges or something.
Yeah.
And apparently he died.
Wow, that's crazy. I didn't know that.
I really got into that.
I didn't know the show was still on either. That's crazy. He's a good dude. We talked to him one time, and he was really nice.
We did?
Yeah. You might not have been here. I don't know. But we did that one time. We was talking about some race he was doing, some car race.
Yes, that's right. I remember.
And he was super, super cool.
Yeah, they're usually the really attractive men are super cool. Sometimes really attractive women, not so much.
Isn't that weird?
It is weird.
It goes both ways. Sometimes really attractive dudes are not real cool.
Most attractive guys, don't y'all think, are kind of, most of the time, they're kind of cool. Think of one. Tell me one that's not.
I don't know. I'm gauging this on high school, and they were not cool then. So maybe we're just talking about famous people?
Yeah, because that's the only ones I know.
Who's your favorite hot, cool dude, D?
Who's your favorite hottie?
Oh.
Probably Jake.
Jake Owen?
Yeah.
D's favorite hotties. Any others?
I'm not saying.
I'm going with Ian Somerhalder of Vampire Diaries.
Dude, I don't even.
He's actually
I
a nice
honestly
guy.
Don't
dude,
even know who
the
that
fact
is.
That he even knows that makes him more frou-frou than me.
No, dude. I have.
Yeah, oh, no. Oh, yeah, you do know.
I am outnumbered in my house.
I have four girls in my house.
Yeah. I do. Yeah,
that doesn't make any. You shouldn't.
I know who all these people are.
You didn't have to
are.
Know his name, dude. You didn't have to know his name. I can't even repeat it. You just said it. I couldn't even tell you what
it's
you
a lot
just
of things
said.
That women do that I know of, but I couldn't tell you the details like you do.
The details he knows are insane. I mean, the guy tells time by what doctor is on his watch.
I do. Yeah, that is true.
Can you turn his microphone up?
I did. You also, know, it sounds funky right there. I don't
pick
know
it up and put it and make sure you're talking.
I'm
there
talking
you
into it.
And he's on it.
Into it. Oh yeah.
Yeah. It's got go. A. I don't. I hate these mic processors on the guest mics. Hate them.
Bubba has such strong opinions about things.
I
sometimes.
Really do. No, I'm kind of a I'm an audio nerd. I want everything to sound uniform.
You know, and I don't. Sometimes they don't sound right.
We cut a corner way back when we first built this studio. And here, Corey, get on that. Oh no, you're good.
They're
it's
going
to be the same. Those, yeah. We cut a corner to save a little bit of money, and I'm not happy with it. I won't be happy with it until we change it.
It's fine if the person speaking speaks the way we are now, kind of right into the mic, very. You
but
know,
we've got years of training
I know,
to do that.
But
even whenever we turn our heads, we still kind of angle our mouth.
Yeah, and we can. I'm turning my head now, and you can't tell
right.
because I know how to make it still sound the same.
But yeah, if you're like
Fred Flintstone.
Yeah.
Hey, you know. But if you're like the layman, you start doing this, you get off the mic, and then you're like, it gets weird.
Name three
His
characters.
Mic still sounds
name
good
three characters from the Flintstones.
Pebbles, Bam Bam,
the Great
Fred,
Gazoo.
The Great Gazoo. Dang.
Who, upon naming one character, goes straight to the Great Gazoo?
The guy who still sits around and watches.
And the Great
it.
Gazoo was also on which other cartoon?
The Jetsons?
The Jetsons.
Jetsons, that's right.
There was a crossover.
How did they cross that over from a spaceman to...
I forget. Remember they had a crossover episode, and I don't really remember all the things. It was like George Jetson versus Fred Flintstone in a battle to the death or something.
Oh, yeah. That sounds
right. Yeah, Saturday mornings were... I mean, I'd get up. I told you this. I'd get up early, like 5 o'clock,
that
watch
the...
That
wasn't a Saturday morning thing, though. That was like an after-school or before-school thing.
No,
those were both on... There's... Prime time before either of you were born.
No, but I'm saying but that it's just...
Were the Flintstones not a Saturday thing?
No,
they were not Saturday.
No, they had a Pebbles and Bam Bam show or something like that at one time.
That Remember was like the... afternoon between soap operas and the news. You get Flintstone cartoons.
Yeah, and Popeye.
And they would just come on. Like, can you imagine that just came on randomly now?
It did. You know, we would be watching a baseball game, and there would be a rain delay, and all of a sudden you'd see some Looney Tunes cartoon pop up because they're trying to fill time, and they're just grasping for anything. Hey, we need 17 more minutes. And they throw on, you know, whatever it was.
That was the...
Three Stooges.
Yeah. That was by far the funniest... hardest I've ever heard my two boys laugh when I bought them the box set of the Three Stooges and they were listening in their headphones in the back seat, you know, the headrest monitors, and they're quiet. It's quiet. And I kind of hear a little bit, you know, a little what's going on. And I guess it got to one of the first scenes where, I'm telling you, they had no idea what it was. All they knew is this was a black and white movie. Dad, what's something's wrong with the TV? It's not in color. I go, it's always going to be in black and white. Okay, just watch it. It's quiet. And I guess it got to the part where somebody pokes somebody in the eye or something. And Zach goes... And it was just this complete guffaw. Both of them just lost it. And I was like, yes, that's exactly what I did. The first time I saw the Three Stooges, I was like, this is the best comedy ever.
Oh, you know, I found something that didn't make the migration a year and a half ago whenever we moved studios. Our Mo drop. Remember we had Mo from Three Stooges on the whenever they did the rebooted movie?
Oh, the guy who played him in the movie?
Yeah, and he did growl. Joe the Wise Guys. Big D and Bubba.
Wow, I don't remember that.
We don't have the Mo thing.
I couldn't even tell. How did you look it up? Do you even know his name?
Yeah, Chris Diamopanopoulos or something like that. But
I think he's right.
Wow, it's pretty close, yeah.
That movie was pretty good. The Three Stooges
movie. It was universally panned as being terrible, but I never saw it, and I have a feeling it was probably better than... It was probably still pretty funny.
It was pretty stupid. I mean, don't get me wrong. It was dumb. But
I never saw the reboot.
It wasn't bad. It really wasn't bad, considering. The best line is when he's Curly's saying he's got the phone up to his thing. He goes, it's his iPhone. He's got the phone up to his eyeball. I mean, it was hilarious.
That was in the trailer. They used the best joke in the trailer.
That's exactly right.
That's it.
It worked on me.
Speaking of trailers, everybody was all excited about the new Star Wars trailer. I geeked out, and I have now watched it probably close to 380 times. But the one that really bums me out is because Corey came in here and he gave me my Blu-rays back. I let him borrow 3 Blu-rays.
Scratched.
Let him borrow Gerard Butler and Chasing Mavericks, which, by the way, you guys, it's a fantastic movie. Watch it with your boys. They'll love it.
It's
the story of it's just live like I don't want to ruin it. Do we ruin
inspiring.
It? It's very inspiring. It's a true story, and I remember it. I remember when the magazine came out. I was like, what? I totally forgot it. And then
it's like a plane wreck and they have to survive?
No, it's a surfing story. But
I don't want to watch that.
No, it's amazing, dude.
It's a surfing story. I don't want to watch it.
I'm telling you, it's an amazing movie. Chasing Mavericks. If you haven't seen it, watch
every
it.
Surfing movie, I just
it's not the
I
same.
Glaze over.
It's not the same.
Do they have blonde hair? Okay. No,
there's
no blondes in this movie.
None.
You just showed me the front cover of the thing, and they both have blonde hair.
No, Gerard Butler doesn't have blonde hair. Look, see?
You put your finger over the other guy. He has blonde hair.
Look, not following. Nobody's got it. Nobody's got it on Chasing Mavericks.
And let me guess. They have ripped up blue jean shorts.
No. Yeah, okay. No, this is no. I'm just telling you, Chasing Mavericks, both of you, write it down. I'll send you a text later. You'll want to watch it. It's fantastic.
You are really good about that, though. Usually your movie selections are pretty good.
I'll send you weird ones, and you're like, okay, that was good.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the other one I let him borrow is the Batman The Dark Knight 2 cartoons.
Okay.
Which the up-and-coming movie is based on.
Which, is it based upon it, or is it just theft?
No, it is. Yeah, you got to see the new trailer. He's even wearing a suit.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. I've seen the new trailer, and it's a complete ripoff of the second movie, which, of course, was from the great Frank Miller classic books back in the day. But, you know, have you seen the trailer for the new Batman versus Superman?
Me?
Yes.
No.
It will tick you off. You thought that the voice for Batman back in the day with what's his name was horrible?
How could it be worse?
It's worse.
You mean the I'm a Batman?
Yes. Now he's got a robo sound and he's like,
you are coming to me. I am the Godfather.
It's horrible. It's the worst.
Why are they trying to make
it's
Batman
Ben Affleck?
To be...
is Ben Affleck? I wasn't a fan of anyway. Now that I've heard the voice, I'm almost gonna root for, and I'm a huge Batman fan. I'm almost gonna root for Superman because of Ben Affleck.
All right, can we all just see how? Oh, there's four of us here. We're all really creative, and let's try out our own version of what we think the Batman voice needs to be.
Oh okay? God! All right,
I'll go first. It's my idea.
Okay, Big D.
What's the scene? Let's all have the same
scene. You're talking to a criminal. You're talking to a criminal who you just busted.
Yeah, and I snuck up on him like I came down from the ceiling.
Yeah.
And like I'm behind him. He doesn't know I'm there yet.
Right.
Okay, so I'm standing behind him, and I'm in my Batman
in your bat suit.
And I say this. Hi, I'm Batman.
Yeah, not terrible.
That's not bad. I would get up behind him and go, peekaboo. That would be kind of fun.
I like that.
See, and
like
it's not overdone. It's just peekaboo. I'm right here. I'm going to kill you.
But we're all
Batman
doing,
wouldn't kill him, though.
Batman doesn't kill people.
Batman wouldn't kill him, though.
Are we all going there because
we're all
that's
going
what we
there
heard?
That's the Christian Bale thing, you know?
No,
even
no,
Michael
no.
Keaton did it a little bit. You got a little bit of the...
You've got to turn it up. You've got Batman's two people. He's Bruce Wayne, and then he's Batman. So how unlike the old Adam West cartoon or TV show, Adam West was not lame. It was. I have the entire box set. It's great.
Oh, okay.
My
I'm sorry.
Kids
you have
and
it,
I,
so
and
the
movie.
Oh, yeah.
The shark repellent.
Yes.
Love that.
My kids and I watch that and we laugh. It's
so
really
you could
funny.
Do Batman Adam West style. You could sneak up behind the guy and go, "Excuse me, I am Batman.
Pardon me, sir. I think you've left these cuffs.
I believe you don't realize that I'm
Batman.
And Robin. And then Robin says something really stupid.
Holy, oh my God, I can't believe this is crazy holiness.
That's really good.
That's pretty good. It was a really good Robin.
Corey, let's hear your Batman.
You know, I'm really fine with Batman not saying anything as Batman. I'm just but sneaking
he does,
up.
He does talk, though.
He does.
You're going to just ninja up on him?
He is a ninja.
He is.
Anybody in here need ninjin?
Don't be ninja, nobody. Don't need ninja.
You about to be ninja, boy.
Maybe Batman just we should just have signs.
Why don't we have redneck Batman?
I would like that.
Yep. Hey, hey, y'all. It's Batman.
He's about to jump off a building. Hey, look at this, y'all.
Yeah. By the way, I don't know any redneck. Who do that?
Oh, shoot. Oh, Let me introduce you to some of my cousins.
I was going to say, well, come back to my family's house.
I try to get away from all those people because they're dangerous.
Yeah.
It's very dangerous.
That's how fires are started.
Golly, we used to do the dumbest stuff, man.
Used to? I still do.
I don't.
I do. I get around my people and, you know, we just all sense goes out the window. We have a good time.
Oh, man.
What?
I just got a nice. Can I call somebody?
Yeah.
A guy that just sent me a message. And he says, hey, man, I was just texting you. I was just thinking about you. I wanted to say hi. I don't need anything.
Is he cute?
Yeah, he is.
Is he nice?
Yeah. I was like, that's cool. Because most of the time, they need something.
Right.
When someone texts you,
I just got a call.
Hello?
Hey, man, it's D and Bubba and Patrick and our bud Corey.
I just got almost the same text.
And we just want to say thank you. What a nice thing. You don't need anything. You just send a text.
Yep. I just think about you guys, and I say, man, I'm going to say hello.
Wait a second. Did this one of those texts you sent out to everyone in your phone?
Because I just got it, too.
Holy crap.
I didn't get the text now. I feel left out. What?
I promise you I only sent it to two people, and Patrick, I don't have your...
Okay.
Did you send it to our buddy Corey?
Corey's sitting there going, hey, bro, just thinking about you. Hope you're doing well.
Oh, wait, I think
what do you have to do? You should have just made that, hey, how are you, person? Just thinking about you. That way you can...
Dude, even better, Jimmy, what you do is you go, hey, and put actual underscores. Hey, blank, how are you? Question mark. And that would be the best ever.
Well, that's typical. But, see, I'm not very typical, so...
I feel like you should tell people who this is because you have yet to say it. I feel like...
Ladies and gentlemen, Christian Bale.
Well, there you go.
Let's hear your Batman voice, Christian.
We're all trying our Batman voice. Let's hear yours. The scene is you just fell in behind a burglar, and he doesn't know you're there, and you're in your Batman costume, and you're right behind him. He doesn't know there. What's the first thing you say? Do it in your voice.
Hey,
bad guy.
Yeah, see, he leans towards Adam West, too, without realizing it.
Hey.
Hey,
that's
guys.
Really more of a Robin.
That is more.
Hey, what are you guys doing here?
Hey, dude.
Oh, I wouldn't do that. That doesn't look good. By the way, this is Jimmy Wayne, and Jimmy is so great, such a gracious person and a good dude. And when you come in and see us to talk about this, your new project and all?
Man, anytime. I'm actually getting ready to leave town for 2 weeks. Then I come back for 3 days, and I'm off again for two more weeks. Just got back from Raleigh, North Carolina. I was campaigning for foster care, getting a bill passed, and it looks like it's going to happen. But
is foster care Republican or is he a Democrat?
Well,
foster care.
Actually, foster care is a system that's broken in every state in America that needs to be fixed or extended so these children can have minimum resources to transition into adulthood. So that's what I was doing. That's kind of what my projects are these days, is just getting out, continuing that walk, you know.
Foster care and adoption, and really any of these children type issues, they're all screwed up right now.
Well, you know why, right? They can't pay a tax, so they're not very important to people.
Oh,
you know,
never thought of it that way.
Well, I mean, if they had the resources to give, and they had something we wanted, then they would be important to us. But they don't. They're just kids. But that's why the country's in the situation it's in, because we've done it.
Jimmy, we weren't planning on having you on the we're on the podcast, by the way. We weren't planning on having you on until you sent the text message to us. If somebody wants to get involved in the fight, you know, to reform foster care and all that, what do they do? Where do they go?
Well, first place, you know, obviously I'm always posting things on my website, jimmywing.com. There's all kinds of organizations out there. It's truly as simple as going on the internet and just Googling helping kids, and it gets any hashtag, tagline, or anything. I mean, it's not that hard to find an organization in your community that helps children. CASA helps children. I mean, just going online, finding me on there, jimmywing.com, and just reaching out saying, how did I get involved? I mean, you know, I just released this book called Walk the Beautiful that is truly, I would say it's a manual, if you will, and it gives people the insight of what's going on in these kids' lives in the system, that you know, stories they've never heard before.
Right.
That could really help them. And it just tells the kid's story, you know, about growing up in these situations. But there's 100,000 different ways. But
okay, if they want, they just go to your website, jimmywing.com, sure. And they can follow the links and go down that rabbit hole with you.
Yep, absolutely. Okay. I'm always posting something like where I'm going to be and who I'm going to be raising awareness for. And if it happens to be in your community, then you come out and help. Just show up.
Hey, do you get paid on Spotify? Because we have we follow you on Spotify, my son and I, and we listen like a lot. We'll be sitting in the hammock and we'll have on like, you know, I Will or Stay Gone or some of those songs. And do you get paid for that? I mean, is it cool or do we need to stop listening to that and go pull out the old CDs?
You know, I kind of like what Grateful Dead, I like their angle was, you know, it's free promotion. Play my music. I'm not sure how much I make on that. It's probably pennies. But, boy, the promotion, you know, just getting your music out there and people playing it, getting to hear me, allows me opportunities to go and speak on the Senate floor. You know, it just truly does. So I'm just thankful they're playing it.
Okay. Okay, cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Jimmy.
Good to see you, man. Thanks for the text message to me and all everyone in your phone.
I promise you, I'll take a...
I know.
I just sent you a reply back, and basically you can copy it and I put a question mark at the end. Like I put, hey, underscore, underscore, underscore. I'm all good. Great to talk with you. Question mark. Why would I put a question? Great to talk with you? I don't know. Maybe.
I'm Ron
I'm
Burgundy.
I'm going to take a screenshot and tweet it.
I'm a goober. All right, man. Jimmy, JimmyWayne.com if you want to check him out and follow him there. Thank you, Jimmy.
Yes, sir. All right. God bless y'all. See you later.
Love you, man. Bye.
Good.
That was a nice little surprise.
Yeah, he's good. Good dude, man. I was talking to a bud of ours who's a pilot, and he said he ran into John Rich. He said, hey, I ran into y'all's bud, John Rich, on a flight.
And does it say we rode the same flight out of Newark, or flight to Newark out of Nashville?
Oh, yeah. Did you get that?
No, I didn't.
I said, did you?
He sent that to everybody, too.
He probably did. I said, did you like say hi to us? Did you mention us? He goes, yeah, that's actually how we got into a good conversation with him about you guys. So we're standing in the jetway waiting for some bags. He was asking me about why Newark was always so turbulent. I mentioned that he knew some friends of mine, you guys, and all of a sudden he had a big smile and then super chatty, extended his hand to introduce himself. He mentioned the ACM award that he gave you guys and how much he loves you too.
Period. Oh, nice. You forgot the period at the end.
Whatever.
He did say period. Do we want to talk about this one? Did you get Darius Rucker's new phone number? He just sent this out.
No.
Hey, it's Darius. Of course it's Darius. It comes in on your Darius name in my phone. Hey, it's Darius. My new number effective Sunday is blah, 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 blah.
I don't have his number.
Oh. Well, good. You didn't get that. I got one you
number.
Didn't get.
Who mass tweets out everybody in their phone when they get a new number? Isn't the whole point of getting a new number so that nobody has your number?
I think, well.
Is that a way how do you know he mass tweeted it?
Oh,
Darius
that's right.
And I
Maybe
are
he
homies,
just,
man.
He copied it. And what they do is they'll artists change their number so often. So they'll go through and they'll make a message and then just copy it and then just send it to the ones they want to send it to.
And like he's, we've got the Charleston connection because my brother lives in Charleston, and you know, so we got that. We're tight. Ish.
Corey, what's going on with you, man?
He's returning my videos.
Yeah, just drop by to fix the TV you broke and give Bub his videos back.
Did we get that thing in there working?
No.
Oh. Do you know where the remote is for the TV in there, Patrick?
That's probably over here. Aren't they the
Not
universal?
The cable remote, like the
TV. Yeah, the one TV that's actually itself. For the TV.
I think
there's an input problem.
Yeah, no, but there's no remote for that TV. We haven't had it in...
I think we've done this before. We had to actually move it on the top
thing.
Like unplug it.
That's right. Where they. Because I saw the sides and the bottom. I couldn't find any controls on the TV.
I think it's on the top.
It's on the top. You guys may be too short.
He loves doing that.
That's the best.
Yeah, that's all you got, man.
That's pretty much it. I got the height and the baldness and the fatness. I mean, I pretty much.
Well, at least you got the height. I guess I didn't get the baldness, so.
Is it height or height?
It's the same.
You guys both said height. Is height a word?
It's a word.
I'm Googling right now.
What's your height? What's your height? No, it's height.
I'm checking height. Right? I'm checking height. Oh, look, there's I did it accidentally. I didn't do Google. I did YouTube.
Height is a colloquial variant of height.
Yeah. Colloquial means it's not real.
No, that's not true. That is not what it means. Colloquial is the way people speak, and that is people say height.
Yeah, it's a dialect variant, which means it's not real.
Height might be considered incorrect in formal writing, and no dictionaries that we know of listed as a living word. Oh, well. Okay. That part made it worse right there at the end there.
Height. What's your height?
What's your height?
Okay. But no one says height.
I've got the height. I've got the height.
Do you ask people, what's your height?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Yes,
dude,
absolutely.
I just called you Why out do I for wanna, height.
If I wanted to throw an extra letter in words, I'd say warsh like my dad.
Or battery. Height. Height.
You could just take letters off words like D's relatives do.
Which ones do they take off?
Well, the S's for everything.
And then the S off of words.
I've been hanging out here all
year. Well, they have to
save
it so they can add it to the Walmarts.
You know what? I want to keep this S off of years. I'm going to say year so I can use it later.
How long have you been working there, Big D?
Oh, 15 year.
The best.
It's not the best. It's aggravating. And then my dad hangs around my kids all weekend, and my kids are like, hey, Dad. Hey, how was your trip? It was good.
We haven't seen you guys in 3 days.
And I just want to get rid of my children.
Time to turn them in. Upgrade.
My dad watched when we were at the ACMs. My dad and stepmom watched the boys at our house, and the plan was to have them sleep in my bed, the master bedroom bed, Kathy's bed, and I'm fine with that. Whatever. But I would be lying if I told you I wasn't a little relieved the fact that they went and used the guest bedroom upstairs instead, because it's kind of gross, and I don't really know why, but it is a little icky.
Your boys are that age where like that spot in the bed where their feet are is just nasty,
like stinky,
stinky, dirty. Come on, tell me I'm wrong.
I don't know, man. When I was that age,
the spot on the bed where their feet is.
Yeah, I mean, you can see it. I when I was that age, I wasn't allowed in the house, like with the family, to like watch TV in the evening until I had put my shoes in the garage and washed my feet.
Washed, you mean?
Washed.
Wow.
My feet need washed.
Apparently. Now, what was your height at the time?
You mean his height?
I was probably like between, 4'9 and 5'6.
Somewhere in there.
Yeah. That period of my life.
Yes.
I've got it written down in a journal somewhere.
Boy, is Frankie getting super tall, like out of nowhere?
A little bit. Yeah, it's kind of coming on.
He's going to start hitting that. Gunner is like exploding. And Zach, of course, he's been. They're saying Gunner's going to be taller than Zach, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
And Zach's going to be a big dude.
Yeah, they're. Doctor said that they think Gunner's going to be 6'5, maybe 6'6.
Wow. Isn't that weird? Like, everybody's kids are taller than them. Like, I've got friends of mine that, they're tall. I mean, the guy's like 6'1", and they're saying his kid's going to be like 6'6", or 6'7".
You think that's stuff that they're eating?
Yes, totally.
I think those doctors just tell you stuff you like to hear, so you keep coming back.
They knew. My daughter, Olivia, was born 6 weeks early, and she was 6 pounds, 1 ounce, or something like that. And they said, like, within a month or so after, because of her size at that time, they said, oh, yeah, she'll probably be at least 5'7 or 5'8. She is 5'8 right now. And she just...
Still, it was a guess.
That's magic.
I mean, it's, you know, it's like predicting the weather. You could get it right like some of the time.
But, I think she's going to pass me, man. I forgot to do this. I'm going to start...
What are you doing?
What do you think I'm doing?
Don't do that.
What
are you doing? Stop it. I'm done.
No, you can't be done.
I'm done. Are you going to do this? I'm going to leave.
On the way here, I'm not even kidding. I tried to stop and get you a small angel statue so that when he does this, you could, because it will scare him. He will leave you alone if you hold up a small angel statue in front of him.
What are you talking about?
He's
deathly afraid
of
angel statues.
Yeah, Doctor Who, man. Anyway, we're getting lots of people watching right now. There's
what,
people.
Five?
They're hearting. Hearting people.
Yeah, one person can make a lot of people, make it look like there's a lot of people.
Yeah, I wonder if we can heart our own thing. No, it just turns it around. Okay. Patrick ran away for real.
Hey, D, how about, it really is impressive that a doctor told him, you know, what, 13 years ago, how tall his daughter would be, because he doesn't even know how tall he is now, because he's 5'10", 5'11".
No, I never say 5'10". I was 5'9". I was 5'9", and I think I'm shrinking a little bit. I think I'm like 5'8 and a half now. I really do.
Patrick's got in my head that I'm shrinking, so I think I am too.
I do think you're shrinking.
Why don't you stand up straight, son?
But we're shrinking at the same rate, so it's kind of like...
We all look the same.
Like, yeah, we still look the same next to each other.
Just
but
for the record, I'm still going to say I'm 6'3", because that's what I was, and I don't know what I am now. Maybe 6'2", but I'm going to say 6'3" forever. Period.
If it's on your driver's license, you got to roll with it.
By the way, hi, I'm Bubba. That's Big D. Patrick's over there hiding because he does. And that's our bud, Corey. You can follow him on Twitter at Corey Duke. And he's even got
a Periscope,
too. By
the way, thank you for the great, hilarious pictures of him and his jacket.
Oh, yeah.
I'll show it on, I'll pull it up, Bub.
So much respect for him.
I'm already on it, bruh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was so well done.
Are you going to pull it up?
No, that you said you were.
Well, I'm going to.
Well, I'll do it. Who can do it fastest? Okay. Oh, look, I already got it.
Yeah,
boom,
but you're
done.
Way over there.
I've already got it. It's right in front of you. Look, just put it on that. Who wore it better, Bubba or
Rodney Dangerfield?
What is that from?
That's in Caddyshack.
On Caddyshack.
I have the Caddyshack jacket. That makes me cooler.
What, do you get a free bowl of soup with that?
Never seen Caddyshack.
What?
No.
That's ridiculous.
No.
No, it is ridiculous.
You've never seen Caddyshack?
No.
That's like telling me you never saw Blazing Saddles.
Never seen Blazing Saddles.
He has seen Blazing Saddles. I lent it to you so you could watch it.
I didn't watch it.
You just said you watched it to make him stop asking you to watch it?
Yes.
Wow.
I watched the scene.
I'm showing people on here to go ahead and watch Chasing Mavericks. Good movie.
The mayor is near.
No, that's not even close.
See?
And not even close.
Told you, I didn't even see. That's the only part I know. And that's great. It's funny, but I haven't seen the rest of the movie.
Don't watch The Jerk with your kids.
No.
It's a funny movie.
Can't watch with the kids. Give me a bunch of classic movies, and I'll tell you if I've seen them.
Spaceballs.
Nope.
History of the World. What was it? Part two. The one wasn't it?
Yeah.
Part two.
Yeah.
Spinal Tap.
Nope. Nope.
Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Yes. By the way, I don't think Spinal Tap is classic, is it?
Yes.
Any Periscope classic movies that Big D may or may not have seen? No, nobody's commenting, so.
Yeah, you know why? Because there's four people on
And you're making the podcast lame by talking to people on Periscope.
Paint your wagon. That's what,
Is that a movie?
Barbarella?
What?
Okay, see? You're just proving my point.
All right, fine. Who wore it better?
Patrick, would you get back in the room?
Come on, dude.
Come on, Patrick.
Patrick hates Periscope. But yet, you know what? He's a Periscope hypocrite because...
Oh, boy. Bubba called me. I hate talking on the phone.
Stand by me. Have you seen that?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Calls me on the phone. And he goes, dude, Patrick is really irking me. He's a hypocrite. I'm like, man, calm down.
I didn't say
down.
Hypocrite. I said hypocrite.
He said hypocrite. And I said, dude, calm down. He goes, no, I'm at the height of my anger now.
The height.
And I said, what's up? He goes, freaking Patrick. Oh, no, get off the Periscope. I don't want, why are you always on Periscope?
Patrick, I hate Periscope.
I hate
Periscope.
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 We leave. And Amber here in the building.
5 minutes after we walk out of
the building. She gets on it and he sees you hop on it because he's on it.
No, I filmed it for her. I filmed the thing on Periscope with Amber. Yeah. And this is how the conversation went. We should do that. Let's do it on Periscope and it'll really tick off Bubba.
Well, it worked.
No. Yeah, yeah. He's going to
it worked.
He's
going to
tell me that
that's
he
exactly
did.
Why. Yeah. I don't even have an account. It wasn't even my
he's
phone.
He's acting like it was to tick
it
me off.
It was to tick you
it
off.
It was not
it
to
worked.
Tick me off. It was just because you're you and you're a goober and you were like, "Oh, let's do this on Periscope." You think it's a great idea.
It was
idea.
Also something it was also something that was made just for that. It wasn't taking Periscope out in the middle of something else we're doing. Like the podcast. I don't have anything to throw at him.
I have something to throw at you. Hold on. I have something for you.
You know what we need right now, Patrick?
But
would you sing us a little song?
I'm not going to sing
I love it when
song.
You sing. Sing. Will you sing us a song?
Where'd my thing go? I had something
Patrick,
to throw at you.
Will you please sing us a song?
He has
you
want
a
me to sing the end
voice.
Of the podcast song so that the podcast will be over?
No, because we still haven't even covered
Periscoping.
Do you have an end of the Periscope song yet?
Oh, now it's on.
It's on.
No. Oh, it's on now.
It's on now.
Airplane. Paper fight. Paper fight.
It's all fun and games till somebody loses an eye.
Yes, we are throwing paper wads at each other.
Okay, so we haven't even... Yeah, so Patrick is a hypocrite for not liking...
I still think Periscope is stupid, especially when you do it in the middle of the show like this.
Tell that to our Periscope people watching
this
right now.
This is stupid. Go listen to the podcast.
Tell both of them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Look at this. I remember this lady. I remember when Patrick was an intern.
I was never an intern.
Wow. Never an intern.
So...
Close, I think we but you know what? She's right though. I think we referred to you as an intern because we thought was that was we really
we never did?
Once.
Were you an intern for the other station that you were working on?
Nope.
Is that no?
Nope. I worked for the company we used to work for 16 years, more than
and
that.
We're sorry for that.
16 and a half.
What'd you get out of that?
What'd I get out of that? I got to leave. I left before they could fire me, so that's more than most people can say.
Congratulations,
yeah,
congrats, man, you did good.
But no, I never worked there as an intern.
Okay,
I've been working in radio since I was 16.
Okay,
golly, we've been this long time. I was 14. Bubba was 14. You were 16.
What was your height at 14?
My height? I don't remember. I think it was 6'3". I got big quick. Stayed there.
We're like one big mass of inside jokes. That's all we are.
You're just one big mass.
By the way,
that was a perfect setup.
Yeah.
Somebody did not, I don't know what happened to it. Somebody did not change the toilet paper roll again.
I brought in toilet paper.
I know. There's a bunch of toilet paper.
I did
paper
that because there was none in there.
I walked into the thing and like I go in there to go. I forgot what I was even doing. I went and pee.
What are you saying?
No, I went in there to pee and I looked down at the toilet paper thing and it was just the roll by itself. It was the brown tube. And I'm like, who uses it and leaves the brown tube with a little scrap of toilet paper hanging off of it that nobody in humankind could use?
Bobby's really good at moving the camera around.
Yeah.
You notice that?
What do you mean?
I'm filming everybody
Periscope than what he's saying.
That's right. That's why I was exactly.
No, you
can't imagine why
talk.
It annoys me.
You know that's just how I talk anyway.
No.
I never
really
make
not.
Sense.
You're better than that.
I just wanted to be noted. I was not the one that brought up underwear, the bathroom, or a toilet. It was Bubba.
On all of those.
Hey, did you know that there are at least two women in our industry who are very high up?
I know who you're talking about.
I don't know where this is going.
They text each other anytime Bubba mentions a bathroom on social media. They follow us. Bubba does almost all.
And they're like, he's at it again.
He's at, and there, one's in Chicago, one's in Nashville. And they text each other and go, look, he's doing it again.
Is that how your reputation has gotten to the point that everyone knows?
Yeah, everybody knows. I mean, look, here's the thing. I've never been a closet toilet tweeter or toilet texter. I've always been openly, you know, that's my time.
I don't mind it. It's just when you show your leg.
That's weird.
That's gross. That's nasty. It's so gross.
You know
gross.
What I haven't done, and I've always wanted to do it. I always wanted to take the picture down at my feet, like, you know, where you show your feet on the floor like that. I've always wanted to do that.
Well, you should do it, man. You only live once.
But my wife is like, you can't do this. Somebody said it's my skill set.
What's that from?
Skill set from Britt McHenry.
It's my special skill set.
Don't get me started
on
that.
Do you tweet while you're using that squatty potty?
I do. And it's great because whenever you're on a squatty potty, your knees are higher. And so it's like it's much better. You don't have to lean over.
It doesn't pinch your colon, right?
No, it doesn't pinch your colon. It's great.
Nobody likes a colon pinch.
I mean, yeah.
No, but it really does kind of open your, it opens your colon so that you can, it's a like a clean chute.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
It's great.
Is that why it comes off like that? No, that's not right.
Why what?
That's at the ending.
What was that?
I'm just thinking.
Do the little hand thing again. No, why not. What?
No, because we're on a podcast. Why can people can't see the podcast?
Yeah.
We did the ACM Awards. We were in Dallas last weekend.
We had a blast.
It was so much fun. Wives went. The girls got all
dressed
up.
They looked great.
Yeah, they did. And Kathy's actually changing the way she does her makeup because of that.
Really?
Yeah, she's wanting to kind of go to a – she liked her makeup so well, she wants to kind of go to – she went to some place that does makeup for women, like – if you're going to do like a special look or something.
Right.
And she really liked the way that they did it. And then she bought it. $200 for makeup.
Wait, so she also went and get makeup done that day?
No. Oh, She went before we left. She went and had it done and they just showed her how to do it.
Stacy wanted to do that. She just didn't have time. It's not fair.
Anyway, but I think it's a really good idea. Bubba and I have always said, by the age of 14, all American girls should be taught how to apply makeup.
Just
correctly.
Like all American boys should learn how to shoot a gun.
Absolutely. And I think girls too, should learn how to shoot a gun too, but I get what you're saying.
And how to clean a squirrel.
Okay.
And a fish.
Yeah, more fish.
Fish.
Definitely a fish.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's so many women don't know how to put makeup on. And I think what happens is they get used to it the way they do it. And then they just get used to it, and they don't change it.
And you get some.
And no one's going to tell you. No one's going to tell them, "Hey, your makeup's really bad. You should change it."
No, nobody ever says that.
No one's going to say that. So they just go through life.
We have known some women with some bad makeup. Like every, not like one time her makeup was bad.
No,
like,
that's the way they do it. And it's just like you want to tell them, but you just can't. You know, you can't. And they don't do anything about it. And I think if they had been taught how to do it right and had a good idea of how to blend and how to do undertones and highlight tones and all that kind of stuff.
Wow. What's the worst makeup you've ever had visit you in the studio?
Worst?
Name a name.
Like
come
a
on.
Star?
Name a name.
Like
no,
an artist?
No, we're not going to name
sure.
it. No.
I will.
Oh, yeah, come on. Do it.
Do it.
No. Say stop it. Trying to instigate,
say
Corey.
Say it.
Start throwing the paper balls at you.
I'm trying to think. Right. I think it might have been a dude. It might have been one of the dudes who had a guy liner on. Who puts a guy liner
what's
on?
What's his face? I used to wear.
Yeah.
From Montgomery Gentry.
Yeah, Troy Gentry put guy liner on and came into the studio. Who puts guy liner on for a radio interview?
Well,
I don't know. You can ask him yourself because he's going to be here like in a week.
Oh, perfect.
So, yeah.
I hope he wears it again. So we can,
I hope he still comes in after he hears.
Maybe he's watching his Periscope
podcast
right now.
He might be periscoping.
Oh, great.
Let me see.
No, I think he stopped doing it. No, we actually we called him out on it.
No,
we
said, he's not on there.
We said, hey, you're wearing
guy liner. It was easy for Bubba to check because there's only six people watching.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, man.
Well, he can't come back with anything.
If you weren't so full of hate, maybe they would watch this.
Oh, please.
Periscope, I think, is going to die a fiery death.
Periscope isn't. It is not.
It was really cool for like a minute, and it wasn't even that cool then.
Like Vine.
Like Tidal. Yeah, Tidal. Oh, that was good stuff. No,
it's done. How dead is that?
Tidal is dead. They're trying to do another, a second relaunch,
What are they going to do this time with poor people on it?
Yes, with artists. Is that really? Actually, yes, we're artists that actually need the money.
Yeah.
Because this the first time was like, we're going to give more money to the artist. And here to tell you about it is Nicki Minaj and Beyonce.
We don't get enough money.
Riding in the back of their limousine, sipping on cheaper than usual champagne. But yeah, look, I'm all for the artists getting a fair share, but they did not present that well.
Yeah.
No, they did not. They picked the richest, most successful artist they could and then complained that Spotify wasn't paying them enough
Jay-Z
money.
Jay-Z don't get enough money.
It's a tough sell.
I'm going to tell you
So they're going to go with poor acts, like beginner acts.
They're flirting with that idea. It may fall completely apart before then.
Ghost Tunes. Is that a flop or is that ever going to make it?
Ghost Tunes did all it needed to do, which was let Garth sell his stuff directly to people without using iTunes.
On the internet.
On the internet. So okay. That's all he wanted.
But
it.
No one knows Ghost Tunes.
No, it's not going to be a thing beyond
no
you
one
buy
knows
your Garth
now.
Record there. Yeah.
You know, you can go ask people.
And I'll say this. Let's use simple math. Let's say Garth made 30% more money on Ghost Tunes than he would have on iTunes. He would have sold 20 times more downloads on iTunes than on Ghost Tunes. I still think he would be smart to just go to iTunes.
Principles, man. Principles.
Principles, my foot. Go to iTunes. Even the Beatles gave up and are on iTunes now. Go to iTunes.
Well, iTunes is dying too, though. It's not going to be around forever. They're going to rethink of that as well. You know,
iTunes is still pretty strong.
Well, that's why they launched their whole iTunes radio deal. They're trying to
compete with
Spotify and Pandora.
I will
and
tell
all
you
that.
This. Hey, I want to bring something up because I'm just thinking about this. I will listen to, you know, I'm in the car. I'll have regular. I don't listen to CDs. I don't listen to my phone very often. I'll listen to radio, FM radio, and satellite radio. And I don't know what they are doing on satellite, on XM Sirius, but they're...
The quality?
It is horrendous.
Yeah.
It is so bad. When you go from, and this is not a terrestrial radio's better thing, this is purely a science thing. When you listen to a good signaled local FM station, and then you go immediately to, I think it's the highway or whatever it is, their country thing, it is like...
It's terrible.
It's like it's almost underwater.
Yeah, it's warbly.
It's warbly.
It's
got this high, tinny...
Yep, I know exactly what you're talking
and
about.
And it drives
it
me crazy.
Annoys me, yes.
But if you ask someone, like I even ask Gunn, I go, can you hear that? And he goes, oh, yeah, yeah, kind of. And then I go, watch. And I go, FM, and I turn it up.
And you
and
say,
it's
which
clean,
sounds which sounds
real
better?
Real clean. And then I go to that, and it's like, bop, it's real full, ba 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 ba, and then it's...
What kind of music are you listening to with a ba 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 ba?
You know what I mean. And so he heard it then. And
I'm telling you, most people can't hear it.
I think they get used to it.
It's horrible.
You do get used to it if you listen.
And people that can tell the difference are suffering because other people that will listen to it that way.
It's making Bubba crazy.
It does. It drives me nuts.
Oh, I can't stand it. I really can't. I really just want to send them an email and go just a little more bandwidth. Give them a little bit more because it's awful. It really is bad. Bad, bad, bad. But, you know.
I will listen to a station that I don't like that comes in good rather than something that I, you know, like it's a song I like.
That's bad signal.
See, yeah. I think with Sirius, do all the stations have different audio
I think
quality?
They do.
So maybe not enough people listen to, it's like based on how many people tune into that station. Maybe if not enough people are tuned into that.
For some reason, I don't notice it on the 80s channel, but I do notice
I never listen to the highway. You know, if I'm going to listen to country music, I'm going to listen
bad.
To
the it's highway in particular. It's specifically, it's that channel.
Yeah, I find the bluegrass channel actually is pretty good quality. Of all of them, it's one, I guess, because it's more of a pure music.
Oh, yeah.
They let that one go. But, like, some of the talk stations are horrendous.
Yeah, they really pare them back.
Well, because it doesn't need to be stereo and all that.
It's like the difference
stuff.
Between, it's like having sugar. You can get, like, real sugar, or you can get, like, that fake stuff. And I feel like theirs is, like, that fake stuff. And I have no idea what Patrick is walking behind you for.
He's collecting ammunition.
Oh, he wants to throw paper at me.
I
got to
get out
again.
I got a hot date.
All right, so real quick, do want to remind everybody, I'm going to turn off the Periscope. Bye, Periscopers! There, that's gone. No, I do want to get this out there again, just as a reminder. Mother's Day, right around the corner. ProFlowers is offering you, one of our podcast listeners, 100 blooms. I said one of. You, if you get in there right now, do it ASAP. You get 100 blooms with a free glass vase for just $19.99. That is crazy awesome. You can also make your day extra special and extra special with a upgrade to a premium vase. Then you can throw in some chocolates, too, for $9.99 more. And it's real easy. You just use our special brand new code at proflowers.com. The new code is BDB. Bravo, Delta, Bravo. Proflowers.com. Use the new code BDB. Put it in there. Save some money. Make your mama happy and be a great son. All right. It's Mother's Day.
Yeah, do it.
Again, proflowers.com. Code BDB.
This was the podcast, but now it's over, but that's okay.
Wait. I forgot to say this. Thank you, Corey, for coming in and hanging out with us.
Oh, yes. Thanks, Corey.
And you can follow him at Corey Duke.
Don't say
on
thank
Twitter.
You, Corey, or anything.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day. It was the podcast.